Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. Over June weekend, many of Neukölln's galleries, institutions, private spaces, and even a church came together to take part in the annual cultural festival 48 Stunden Neukölln. It is a cultural safari through the different parts of Neukölln with its diverse art, music, theater, and dance scene. The neighborhood has become increasingly popular in recent years, and while most of the hype is in the northern part, it is in the area between Sonnenallee and Karl-Marx-Straße, known as Rixdorf, where Christoph Böhm has his gallery Bauchhund.
If someone wants to move to Rixdorf, he first has to ask the old inhabitants whether he is nice or not.
Böhm, a co-founder of the festival, says his neighborhood is still like a little village. But the festival, now in its 15th edition, shows that Neukölln attracts a lot of artists.
We had so much beautiful art in Neukölln. It's one of the biggest art festival in this kind I ever seen.
For 48 Stunden Neukölln, his gallery featured 50 portraits by photographer Petrov Arne. Portraits of people from the neighborhood, a designer, a baker, families. The series is part of Arne's project Berlin Beauty, which started in 2011.
I'm coming from fashion photography. I was fashion photographer in Paris for a long time. I'm trying to define in a way the beauty of Berlin. What makes the city so attractive for people to come? Who are the people coming?
In Paris, he says.
You recognize right away where somebody's coming from. And in Berlin, it's a totally different way of presenting, showing yourself. Plus, I realized, like in Paris, the fashion is happening on the fashion shows. In Berlin, I saw right away, it definitely doesn't happen on the shows here, it happens on the street.
Over the years, Petrov Arne has taken 120 portraits. He usually spends 2 hours with his models and asks them to write something about the city or themselves. Arne finds his Berliners through social networks, word of mouth, and lately people just contact him. It's also a way for the 48-year-old to discover the city.
I think everybody knows this feeling. You go out, you look at Berlin, the sky is ugly, the buildings are ugly, the people are ugly, yourself you're probably ugly too. And the next moment, maybe even the same day, you're there and you're like, wow, Berlin is such a beautiful town, so exciting, what happened to me?
Berlin Beauty is a long-term project. Petrov Arne wants to continue for 10 more years because the series, he says, has become part of his personal universe and provides him with magic moments, like sipping whiskey on a 100-square-meter terrace overlooking the city.
Yesterday is the first time in my life I spent 3 or 4 hours on this terrace with a magician talking about being a magician. And about life, which is beautiful.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.